I'm Laura Bush, and I'm here to introduce my husband, the President of the United States, George W. Bush. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Well, Pumpkinhead, I'm a little upset. I've been reading in the papers that people still think I misused information from the CIA to justify my war with Iraq.
Well, that's all right, darling. The CIA director defended you. He said you were simply lacking the proper intelligence.
But you know, honey, these are difficult times to be the president. The situation in Iraq just keeps getting dangeroser and dangeroser. And it is very much a time of scariness. It is a time of evildoers. It is a time to reestablish peace talks with all kinds of world leaders. Leaders like, yes, sir, are you fat?
Just like you took it all so well just today when so many people went out and protested your war with Iraq.
Yeah. Well, honey, I couldn't be too concerned about what the American people think. I mean, hell, most of them didn't even vote for me anyway. But you must never forget that war begins with W. But I'm still upset, honey. I keep asking the UN for help in rebuilding Iraq, and they just don't take me seriously. It seems that all our allies all are quitting.
I think they'll come along.
Hope it's soon.
But you've got the support of Spain and Britain.
And Cameroon.
The Russians are resisting with all their force.
The Germans wouldn't send even one platoon. But thankfully we're counting on the Air Force of Cameroon.
Cameroon. Cameroon.
I called them up to just say thanks.
That was nice.
Cameroon. Cameroon.
I hear they're sending both their tanks. Next year you'll face election, it's worth noting.
And if we get to April, May, or June,
if all the troops aren't back
and we're still in Iraq, my chances will be better if I run in Cameroon.